Good morning.
Hi, guys. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, welcome to boot camp. How the heck is everyone? Oh, let me change this view here. There we go. Oh, that light's not, that's not great. So we're not in our perfect Zoom spot, but that's okay. All right. So share something good that's happening in the chat. Okay. Everybody put something good that's going on in the chat. What is good? If you need some positive vibes going, just read the chat. Lots of good stuff happening there.
I love it. Can I just say, I'm so excited for you for being here. I see in the chat some people celebrating. Hey, I was here all 4 weeks.
Heck yeah.
I honored my commitment. I showed up. So for those of you that are still here, way to go. Way to keep investing in you and in your business and your dreams in the midst of a crazy season. I love that.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, we're going to jump right in because this is week four, otherwise known as the grand finale, ladies and gentlemen. And hold on to your seats because we've got a great boot camp for you today. Let's start things out with a little bit of housekeeping and go through this quick disclaimer. All right, here we go. This income testimonial or any that you hear on this boot camp are not representative of the average earnings that coaches achieve with OptaVia. Only a very small number of coaches will achieve income that is within the range of these testimonials. OptaVia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with OptaVia results only from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, leadership, and I added grit. Please see the OptaVia income disclosure statement. There's a link, and I think somebody will probably put that in the chat for statistics on actual earnings of coaches. All right, everybody got that? Everybody aware now that it takes a little bit of work, a lot of bit of work to do this? It does, but I tell you what, it is a fun work. All right, how many of you already have the CSB Plus bonus this month in December? I'm just curious. There have been so many coaches in action. I'm fired up about what is happening right now, but what's going to be happening the week after Christmas, especially into the first quarter. There's some great stuff ahead. So any last words before, or not last words, but any words?
I'm ready to get going.
All right, let me find the right PowerPoint here. Oh, yeah. Okay, real quick. How many of you are writers? Any writers in here?
Not by profession, just like that's a gift you have.
Or by profession. Either one. Okay.
Either one.
Here's what we're doing. We are accepting scripts for three videos that we're working on. We have the filming crews ready to go, the production crew ready to go, creating some videos that all of us can use. When people ask about the program, just something we can send out that gives not getting into lots of details, but kind of whets the appetite for somebody to jump in. That whets the appetite where they're like, we got to get on the phone. Like I got to do this health assessment with you. Okay. Here's the three subjects. And I should have wrote these down, but somebody put them in the chat. I mean, I have them written down elsewhere, but the first one is this. Okay. The first subject is it's a video for a prospective client. Okay. Somebody who asks, hey, what are you doing? Or, hey, my friend needs to lose weight, or, hey, I want to get in shape or whatever. Okay. What's a video for that prospect that you can send to them? Okay. We need scripts for this. We can't promise we're going to use your script. We might use part of your script and part of somebody else's, but we figure we've got so much talent in this company that we want to tap into that. And some of you, this will fire you up to be able to be a part of this. Okay. 600 to 1,000 words, I think is what we said. We're going to try to create 3 to 5 minute videos. Okay. The second video, the target audience is it's like a coach explore essentially, or whet your appetite for coaching for a current client. Okay. So let's say you've got a client, you're like, hey, listen, we need to check this out. Hey, check out this video. Let's jump on a call. So where they're like, hey, I want to do this. Okay. And then the third one is an opportunity video or a Coach Explorer video, essentially for somebody who is not a client currently. Okay. So three separate targeted videos. And if you would submit a script, and if we use your script, we will pay you $10 million.
Okay, that's not true.
Okay, that's not true. But we still need your scripts. So if you're a writer, and then you're going to contact me, I'm going to gather all these together. We've got a whole team that's working on this. My cell number is the number of this Zoom. So you can just text me. Okay. If you want to email it, then text me for my email and I'll send you my email. We need these by the middle of next week. Okay. So anybody fired up about giving this a go, writing a script / screenplay for, you know, some of you have been building this business, be like, man, if I just had a video that did this, that would be so helpful. All I'm going to say is this. Okay. This is not part of the bootcamp script today. Speaking of scripts, there are some things that we are working on company-wide, field leadership, that's going to be a game changer for the new year. Okay, but so I'm going to say, I mean, there's some, this is going to be, we're part of a pretty awesome company right now, right? We've been in this 9.5 years. Put in the chat how long you've been coaching. I need to put this back. I got to block this light. Okay. All right, we've been in this 9.5 years. Incredible company, man. We have incredible leadership on the corporate level, the field leadership level, incredible coaches. I mean, look at all you showing up boot camp 4 weeks in a row. There's some stuff coming in 2024, early 2024, that is going to change the game. Okay. It's going to be like pouring gas on a fire. And I'm not just speaking in hyperbole. I'm telling you. So more than ever, right now is the time to get those seeds in the ground. Okay. And we're going to be focusing a little bit on that on today's boot camp. But here's the deal: the next 15 days is going to determine how your 2024 starts out. Mm-hmm. And here's why that's important, because it's really what you do the next 90 days, which we're going to get into a little bit here toward the end. It's really about 90 days at least of consistency. Okay. But here's what happens. How many of you ever deal with discouragement? Anybody ever deal with discouragement? One of the greatest things you can do to get rid of discouragement, and I say this all the time, the antidote for discouragement, the antidote for disappointment when somebody tells you no, or somebody hurts your feelings, or you're kind of feeling kind of down, the antidote for all those things is action. Okay. And do you know one of the greatest reasons why action is an incredible antidote for discouragement and disappointment? One, you're building, you're getting into action, you're moving, you're not sitting in whatever you're feeling. I get it. Listen, there's times to sit in your feelings. And I do that all the time. I'll spend a couple hours a day just sitting in my feelings, just feeling the feels. And okay, I don't know much about all that, but I get it. There's time to do that. Yeah, okay, for you feelers out there. But there's also time to get into action. And there's some feelings that you don't want to sit in. You want to come against those feelings with action. But one of the greatest reasons why action is the antidote is because that's how you get wins. Yep. I see too many people that are discouraged. Since this is the last week of boot camp, can we just keep it real? Can we have a little real talk? Can we just say it like it is? I know we got brand new coaches on here, but just know this: everything that's said on this boot camp today, first of all, we believe in 1,000%. And we also believe in you 1,000%. And I fully believe that if you're on this Zoom, you have the ability to take this business, your impact, your future, your family, wherever you want to take it. I fully believe that. There's not anybody on here that you can't figure this thing out. Why do people fail? Because they quit. Why do people quit? Because they hit an obstacle that they can't see a way past. And I'm telling you, doing this for 9.5 years, there is always a way past the obstacle. That's where you use your mentorship. But I'm telling you, there are a few obstacles that we have not run into or helped somebody work through in the last 9.5 years. So you might come up against this, and this is when we start to go, oh, this isn't for me, or oh, I don't have the personality, or oh, I'm not an influencer, oh, I can't do it that good, oh, I'm from a small town, I'm from a big town, I'm, you know, all the things, right? Here's why this isn't going to work for me. Because in your world, in your mind, you don't see a way forward. That's why I'm telling you it's important to get another set of eyes on there to help you work through obstacles. As long as you are committed to working through every obstacle that you come up against, this whole business is hitting an obstacle and crashing through it, hitting an obstacle, crashing through it, hitting an obstacle, crashing through it. And you know what's cool about that? Is you are getting stronger and better and more proficient and more professional, and like, every time you go through, you are learning more, you are growing more. And the reason it's that way is because if you were just given a massive business tomorrow, if you were given a 7-figure income tomorrow, if you were given a huge organization to lead tomorrow, and you don't have it now, I don't know about you, but when we first started out, if all that was handed to us, it would have been an absolute train wreck, okay? So you go through all these obstacles. So anyway, stay in the game, but get into action, because that's where you're going to get the wins. The wins don't come when you're not in action. And when we get discouraged and disappointed, what's the first thing we want to stop doing? Action. And that just sucks you into this black hole of your feelings and your discouragement and your wanting to quit. It puts you close to the edge of the cliff of quitting, of giving up on your dreams. Now, listen, if you got another vehicle that is going to take you to your dreams, that's going to take you to what you want in the future, that's going to give you the life you want, you've got enough. But I'm telling you, 90% of the people I talk to, I ask them their dreams, what they want to do in the future. What do they want? What does retirement look like? What do you want to leave for your kids? What are some things you want to do that you haven't been able to do yet in your life? And they get excited and they share all these things. And then I say, hey, how are you going to get there? Will the current vehicle that you're in take you there? 90% of the people say no. And it's like this light bulb went on, like, man, I've got these dreams, but these dreams are not going to come true. They're just pipe dreams, unless I find a vehicle. We have the vehicle. Did you know that we are in the greatest season of people looking for another vehicle or another opportunity? I heard somebody say, somebody that's been in this industry for almost 40 years, that this is the greatest opportunity they have seen in their 4 decades in this industry. People looking for another vehicle, people looking for something that they can do from their home, people looking for something they can do using social media. And so they are out there, and we're not just out helping people lose weight, but the key to this whole thing is consistency. So I want to show you something real quick. Let's see here. Some of you have seen this before, but I want to walk you through the power of consistency real quick before we continue on here. Okay, can you guys all see this on your screen? Let me do this. You guys can? Okay, great. All right, so here, I just want to show you this real quick. This is a great visual that's going to show you not only the power of consistency, but when I say consistency, I mean consistency in 2 areas. And this is really, really important that you catch both of these. Okay, because if you miss either one of these, especially the second one, you can cut what you're about to see in half at least. Yeah. And sometimes it short circuits the entire process. Okay. Power of consistency in action. How many of you know when we work on social media, what's social media a good tool to help you do? What's our goal when we're working on social media? I'm just curious. Yes, build relationship, connect. It's not just to post. What's our goal when we're out in person? at a group, or we, you know, we join a chamber, or we, whatever. The same thing. It's not whether, oh, do we build this on social media? Do we build it? No, you build it by building relationships. So when I talk about consistency, I'm talking about starting conversations and building relationships. The second part of this is when you have somebody that comes on as a client or a coach, that you coach them well, because they are going to lead you to half of your results in the end. So consistency in the action of building relationships and consistency in the action of coaching those clients and coaches well. Those two things have to work together. Okay. So I want you to look at this. So let's say this is November. Okay. This is November. Okay. The blue dots on here are going to represent the action that you do in November and how well you coach your clients that come on in November. So let's say in November, you start 100 conversations, you have 100 relationships that you're building, or you have 20, or you have 500, whatever it is, you have the number. There's a certain number of clients, and we'll focus on clients for now, that are going to come on board, right? So those little four dots represent, they could represent one person each, they could represent 10 people each, whatever, you know, but they represent a certain number of clients coming on board during the month that you're doing the work and during the month that you're coaching people well. Does that make sense? So the work you do in November, you see some results in November. But when it comes to results, it doesn't end there. When you get over to December, you're going to get results. Remember, the blue dots represent November. You're going to get results from the work you did in November in December also. You coach your clients well in November, they're going to refer people to you in December. That's how it works. Now we'll go over to January. You're still going to see results because you're coaching your clients well. Some of the relationships and conversations are developing. You see, we're not out there today. I'm going to try to start 10 conversations, see if I can find a client today. That's not how it works. That's why it can be so frustrating at the end of the month. And the best way to find clients at the end of the month is to follow up and to go back to relationships that you've already started. It's very hard to start a new relationship and bring a client on in the same day. It's possible, but that's not how our system works. Okay, so into February, you'll still see results coming in from November. They start to go down a little bit. Possibly, they might go up a little bit if you're coaching your clients well enough. This might actually grow. Okay, in March, you're still getting results. You see the little lines goes from November over to March. You're still getting results in March from, you know, that's what I love. I want you to think about the work that you did in November. And then I want you to think about what you were paid in November. Okay, everybody got that? The deposits haven't come out yet, but I know that they've been posted. The comp has been posted in Connect. Now, decent pay for what we do, right? I mean, it's a blessing. Yeah, for sure. If you've been in work, then you've been compensated, but you got to understand that compensation that's in your Connect right now for the work you did in November is only a small part of what you're going to be compensated for that work in November. That's how this, what we do, differs from most other jobs out there. It's not hourly where, hey, I worked in November, I get paid in November, and then I got to do brand new work in December to get paid in December. Well, if you want to grow, you do. If you want to continue the business, you do. But you're still being paid for the November work. And then it goes on to April. So the, you know, the further away you get from when you did the actual work, the less the results are, but they're still dwindling in, right? So this is minimal work for 1 month, okay? Now, let's say we get into December. That's where we are right now. You decide you're going to go at it. You're going to go hot and heavy, the same amount of work in December. You're going to see results come in December. But then you're also going to see, remember, red equals December work. So now in January, you've got November, you've got November work and December work. And we'll show you, you get January work also. So December work pours out into the next and then it goes past this. Okay. All right. And then you get to January. So January work. Now in January, then if you're doing the work, this is 90 days of consistency. All in the month of January, you've got some results from November, you've got some results from December, and you've got some results from January. Now, look how much after just 3 months the game changes. The little dots represent results. The little dots represent new clients. The little dots represent new coaches. This represents your business building. February, same thing. You got some of your January goes into February, March, April. You get it. Is everybody tracking with me? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now February work is green. Now in February, you've got 120 days worth of work pouring into February and then into March and then into April. And then I'm going to go all the way to the end here. March work is orange. So look, by the time you get to March, who wants a March that looks like this? By the time you get to March, you've got 5 months of work pouring into that 1 month. Can you imagine if you stayed consistent and you coached those clients well, you helped them get successful? You know what? About half of these dots on here, if you don't coach your clients well, if you're just out slinging fuelings, you know, slinging food, you can take away half these dots if you aren't helping your coaches get results. Half of these dots on here, half of the results are going to come from the clients that you have served well, and they're going to become coaches as well. Okay. And then April, same thing. So now we're going to do 6 months of steady work. Look what starts happening in April. Yeah. This is why people say, look at April compared to 1 month of consistency compared to 6 months of consistency. Do you see the difference? And this is why people will say in April, in March, wow, my business exploded all of a sudden. I remember the first time I heard that from somebody, they were actually giving a testimonial and they had no idea why their business exploded. Yeah. And they're like, I don't know, just all of a sudden, all these people came out of the woodwork. They didn't come out of the woodwork. They came out of November. They came out of December. They came out of you coaching this client well. They came out of January, of February. There's no all of a sudden. This is not a roll of the dice. This is not a lottery ticket. These are mathematical equations. These are ratios that hold up. If you can focus on two things, consistent action of building relationships month after month, and consistently delivering on the promises you make to your clients,
That's good.
Then you will see the things we're preparing, the tools we're gonna put in place, some of the systems, I mean, all the things we're working on, those don't override this. They just support this. We can give you the best tools on the planet. We can give you a holiday or a Hollywood produced promotional video that we spend $1 million on. And if you're not doing the consistent work, it's not going to make a bit of difference. Yep. I saw a company that has, all right, I don't have time. Megan's showing me her clock here. All right. I'm going to hand it over. I'm going to shut up now. So I hope that, put a light bulb on for some of you. I'm going to hand it over to Tiffany Howard. Take it away.
Well, that's so good. And I'm going to jump right in because we have a lot of amazingness to get to. But I will say, because I've been doing this 8 years now, almost 8 years, that what Dan just shared is beyond true. Like, I want you to get that what he shared is the reason so many of us are speaking on here today. I built my business believing what Dan showed. He showed me that all the way back when I first started. And I was just dumb enough to believe him and proved that it worked. So I'm telling you, that is the key. But first, before I actually share with you, I'm going to introduce someone to speak. She led our team training for our team on Thursday, and it was just gold. A lot of you may know her, actually. She has a phenomenal story. And I actually wanted to intro her because I know she's not going to say all these things about herself, but this lady is one of the most consistent coaches in our team right now. Like, I fully believe that. She has no excuses, and every day she's doing the action that proves out what Dan just shared with you. In fact, she's always in the top highest FQV in our organization. But here's what I want you to hear about that. She consistently brings in anywhere from 5, 8, or 9 clients a month. Now, here's the deal. That's not the highest I've ever seen in acquisition. But because she's consistent and because she coaches her client like a baller, her FQV is consistently in the top 5 of our organization because she's not losing her clients. She's also always in the top of our actives, selling active right now. And she is gold. So I asked her to share a little bit of what she shared on our team training Thursday. So Fran, will you share with us?
Yes. Thank you so much, Dan, and also Tiffany, for allowing me to share on Bootcamp today. That introduction made me very emotional. So thank you. Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Francesca Ferenzi, and I have been coaching for a little over 3 years. And I'll tell you, I'm going to bring God into this because he really knew what he was doing when he gave me the inkling to start on Optavia. I was following my coach for about a year and a half, and then I started program and loved it so much that within a month I became a coach. After about a year of coaching, though, I abruptly lost my six-figure income due to our city's vaccine mandate. I'll tell you, without Optavia, though, I wouldn't have been able to make that choice that brought me home. And a year later, I wouldn't have been able to care for my 14-year-old daughter who is diagnosed with cancer. About that year, one would think that a cancer diagnosis should give me the permission not to work hard on my business. But that would have, number one, have shown my daughter that cancer wins, and she had a fight ahead of her. So I worked just as hard because I knew I didn't want to lose my business and go back to work. Was it easy? No. Long drives to and from the hospital, hotel stays, testing, emergency room visits, chemo, radiation, you name it. It was hard to get those daily business building activities done, but I did them. And I'll tell you, some people said, well, you had no choice. Yes, I did. I could have chosen to do nothing and then be forced to go back to work. And where would that have led me? That would have been just as hard as putting in the work in the middle of chaos. So what I did is I chose my heart. So how did I do it? With a lot of structure and tracking. I created structure in my daily business building activities, so that each piece would be done either in one full block when the day was easy, or I would have had to piecemeal it on the days when we were bouncing from one part of the hospital to the other. In addition, every conversation, every health assessment, every tip Zoom, every coach explore was tracked. Now, why do I track? It seems very tedious, but I see the importance of it. I track to help me see where I need to improve. Now, I will be sharing more specifically on a recording in the bootcamp page, but seeing how many conversations, health assessments, clients I was acquiring, et cetera, was able to help me see where I needed to improve. Now, as a former math teacher, the only way I was able to teach a student is by seeing the work they were doing. What steps are they not completing correctly to get those results? And therefore, they need guidance to get the results. Or what are they doing correctly that can allow them now to go to that next level, to go to the next step? Well, it's the same thing with your business. So I do share my tracker on a weekly basis with my mentoring team, and I figure out, well, what needs to change? And I ask questions. Now, I'm not saying, getting back to those daily business building activities, I'm not saying that there weren't days, even now when it still is chaotic, but there aren't days where it's impossible. You know, I still do the bare minimum, but one or two days isn't the same as missing many days of missing those daily business building activities. So I recently shared on the training the other night, an analogy that I use with my clients who find it really, really hard to stick to program at 100% every single day. And here's the analogy. I say, if you have a goal to save for, let's say a car, you watch your spending, right? You're not going to go to stores such as Saks or Bloomingdale's to say, buy your clothes. You'd probably stick closer to Marshall's or Kohl's. It's the same with your health. And Tiffany made me realize that it's also the same with your business. The more you stick to healthy foods and your action steps, AKA Marshall's, the faster you get to your goals. The more often you go to Bloomingdale's or Saks and eat that unhealthy foods, or miss those daily business building activities, the longer it's going to take you to get to your goals, the slower it will take for you to realize those dreams you have. So if you have to get an outfit or two at Bloomie's, keep in mind that 2 days of missing your daily business building activities won't hurt as much as, say, missing 10 to 15 days. Finally, track every so often, say every 6 months or so, where are those clients coming from? When I first did this, I began to realize where I was lacking. For example, last year I noticed that only 8% of my clients were coming from referrals. That made me realize where I needed to level up, and that was in my client support. And slowly but surely started making changes to my client support. As a result, I pulled my numbers from the past 5 months, and my referral rate has increased to 39%. In addition, I realized I needed more spheres. So over a year ago, just as my daughter was diagnosed, I had made the decision to join a BNI group. This is a network marketing group that helped me sponsor clients because the speed of trust that was gained by being a part of that group was just phenomenal. After my first 5-minute presentation in the group, I was able to bring on 5 clients within a week. And then the referrals that just kept coming in from those 5 clients was amazing. It really encouraged me also to start joining other groups, attend events, talk to people in person at the nail salon, at the hair salon, and then add them to Facebook and begin having conversations with them. I even started having in-person coffee dates with people in my community that I never met. I've only been living here in Pennsylvania for 2 months, having moved from New York City. I knew no one. So this really helped me build trust with people in person. And so one piece of advice that I want to provide is to use Connect, number one, to help you see where your clients are coming from, so you can see where growth is needed. A quick Connect training on how you can do this will also be available on the Bootcamp page. And in addition, keep in mind those goals and what is going to get you there the fastest. Thank you so much again for allowing me to share, and God bless you all.
So good, Fran. I just love you. I saw so many people so excited at listening to you, and just what you were such an example. You could have every excuse in the world. I mean, her sweet baby's doing so great. She's in remission now, but Fran fought through all of that, and what you've showed your daughter, Fran, I mean, it's priceless. You can't put money in that. It's just incredible. So proud of you. And Fran will share immediately after bootcamp. She's already recorded it. She's going to share with you how to find where did all your clients come in over the last 6 months. She's going to share exactly how she tracks, and she will share her tracking documents as well in the bootcamp. Now, if your organization has tracking documents, we're not saying you need to use Fran's. Fran's, there was a need. Fran filled it for our team, and they're incredible. So she'll share all of that with you. I want to talk to you just for one quick minute about what's next, because here's what I know. These boot camps are amazing, right? You're here, you're motivated, you're encouraged, but this boot camp is about to end. And what I know is motivation does not last. In fact, I heard a quote on a podcast by John Acuff the other day that said, motivation hates hard work. Motivation gets real flighty when hard work shows up. And it is the truth. In fact, I'll tell you that early on in boot camps, my husband's not here to defend himself, and he doesn't believe this anymore, but I've shared this on our boot camps that I remember one time sitting with him, and he said, why do we do these boot camps? Like 99% of these people, they just get motivated and excited, and they blow up the chat, but they do nothing with it. And you know what I said? You're right. But here's what I've heard on a podcast by Ed Mylett, and I know this to be true. 1% will take what they learn here and they will put it into practice. And a month, 6 months, a year, 8 years from now, their lives will be different. I am the 1%. These boot camps changed everything for me. Pat Schatzline, Doug and Tia. We are all the 1% that took these boot camps and put it into practice. So what's coming out of this? What are you going to do? What is your goal? Do you have a goal? Because here's what I know. If you don't have a goal, you're going to do nothing. My daughter does archery, right? She has a target and she knows where she's supposed to aim. So when she's practicing over and over and over again, she is shooting at that bullseye on that target. But what if she got out there every day and she had no idea? She's just shooting randomly. Is she getting better? No. Is she ever going to hit her target? No. If you know what your goal is, and what I want to encourage you is, what is your goal for the rest of December? Y'all quit planning out your whole life, okay? Let's just plan December, because what I know is that we plan too far, it's too far-fetched, and we're not going to stay consistent, because if it's a 6-month goal tomorrow when we're tired, we won't do it, because it's okay, we got 6 months. But when we become laser focused on what is our goal for the rest of December, and I want like clear, decisive, not like, I'm just going to like do my business building activities every day and bring on as many clients as I can. That's what I call a cop out, right? What is your goal? Are you obsessed? Because when you have a goal and you know, right? All of us were on program, the majority of us, right? When we become hyper-focused on our health, on that 5-in-1, we knew exactly what to eat, when to eat, how to count that lean and green. we got mega results, didn't we? So what is your goal in your business right now? Because when you don't have a goal, can I tell you, there's a lot of good things you can spend your whole day doing in this business, feeling like you're working, you know, you just feel so good, but they're busy activities that get you nowhere, not towards that goal. I heard Brandon Burchard today, he shared on another, I love podcasts. I listen every day when I'm getting myself ready in the shower, be honest. But I heard him say ruthless elimination. So when you have a goal, what do you need to ruthlessly eliminate in the month of December to help you hit that goal? Because again, in OptiVien, in every area of life, there's a lot of good things, but those good things may not get us to that exact goal. And I know because right now I have a client acquisition goal for myself for December. And do you know what I know? Because I have that goal, I've shared that with our top leaders. I have eliminated so much busy work in this business that's good, but it's not getting me there. And it's made me psychotically creative to go, what is every flipping thing I can do to bring on clients right now? Not just, I'm going to start conversations and pray that it works out. Okay, that's great. We have to do that. But like Fran, there's 8 million other things we can do to acquire clients. So every day I'm sitting here going, what's the next thing I can do? I'm asking mom, if you don't know what to do, you ask your mentors what to do. Share your goals with them. And this is what I want to end with. But here's the truth, right? Motivation hates hard work. So tomorrow, you're motivated right now, but will you be committed tomorrow? One thing I know is to start anything is not hard, right? Everybody January 1st is motivated. There's a whole song about motivated. I love that song, right? Everybody's committed, right? The gyms are full this January 1st. But by 3 weeks into January, that gym is a ghost town. Everybody's quit their eating habits, all the things. Why? Starting anything is not hard. It's the middle of anything that's hard, right? The middle is where it gets hard. It's like starting a race. Tomorrow, me and a bunch of girls are running the Dallas Marathon. What was I thinking? I just said yes, because I'm a seven. I'm a partier. Sure, let's do this thing. It's going to be in the 20s with the wind chill. Y'all, Tiffany don't like cold, but I'm going to do it because I'm a beast and I'm just determined to do it. And we're having our coach Christmas party at the house like 2 hours later. But anyways, it'll be great. So here's what I know about this. When people start running, this is how I'm going to end, okay? When I ran my first half marathon and I got to that starting line, everyone kept telling me pacing is the key. Pacing is the key. You're going to want to jump out that gate like running double as fast as you've ever ran in your life because you're motivated. But if you do, you will get to the middle and you will quit. It's just like John Maxwell says, right? Consistency beats intensity because intensity burns out. So when I started my first half marathon running, I kept saying, I found my pacing flag. They put pacing flags. And I said, I will run with this. And y'all, when I started that, I felt like an idiot. Can I be honest with you? Because everybody and their mama was running 100 times faster than me. And I thought I'm going to be like the 112 million year old being the last of the finish line. But I kept telling myself, no, Tiffany, pace yourself. You know, you can run 13.1 miles without stopping, without slowing down, if you will keep your pace. And so you know what I did? I did it. And by the time we got to mile 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, guess what? I was passing people. People were sitting down on the sideline because they had went way too fast and couldn't stay consistent. You know what? I crossed that finish line in the exact time that I knew I could do it because I started slower. They even say when you start a race, you should listen to melancholy music. Don't listen to music to pump you up because you'll come out too hard and you can't keep up. So my encouragement to you is, what can you do consistently every day? Just like Fran said, even on her worst day, she knew no matter what, I will do these activities. And if there's a day I feel better, great, I'll do more. But consistency beats intensity. We, all these leaders you hear, we weren't motivated. It wasn't motivation. We made a decision that no matter what I felt, I would get up every day to serve these people. And that decision has been life-changing. So what decision are you going to make and what goals are you going to take out of here? My encouragement is, here's how we know who's doing it. Who's the 1%? Text your mentors when you get off this. Not now, focus. When you get off, exactly what your goals are for the month of December and what is the work you're committed to hitting it. And then be accountable to them on a weekly basis of your work, because it's not up to them to do it. It's up to you to do it. Thanks, Dan and Megan.
Tiffany, that was absolutely incredible. You know, guys, I'm so stirred in my heart because I call this different December. This December is different from our almost 8 years of coaching. In fact, if you go back to 2015, you know, desperation doesn't take a holiday. If you go back to 2015, if someone would have offered this to me, I was so desperate. It took till February for me to meet a guy named Corey Baker. Here's what I want to say to you. Consistency right now in this season is everything. You know, there's a verse, Proverbs 13, 12. It's one of my favorite. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Every time I go into Connect and look at my tree view, I think of that verse. Because what you're looking at right there is long-term tree of life. And bottom line is, hope is contagious. Desperation doesn't take a holiday. People are desperate right now. We have so many people reaching back out to us saying, okay, I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready. I know the rainy season metaphorically starts December 26th, but can I encourage you with something? Today is the day you ought to be working. This is a different December. This is a moment where people are saying, okay, I want to do this. I get the honor because there's critical moments. There's water level moments in your life. I've had those moments with Doug Wood, where he has shifted me, with Dan Valentine, where he has shifted me, with Megan, with Karen. I've had a lot of those moments, almost 8 years, where people have gone, okay, we can do this, have shifted our DNA. This is a DNA morning. I want you to lean in closely, because in just a moment, I want to introduce you to somebody that I consider one of the goats of Optavia. Somebody who's been in this for 22 years that understands the ebbs and the flows. And while back, I was in a work group, and he said something in that work group that literally shifted me. He began to talk about how long he's done this and how he's seen seasons like we're in right now. But he is one of the most authentic people you'll ever meet. And bottom line is, I'm pretty sure every one of us are in his tree view. And his name is Brian Drollinger. Brian, I want to turn it over to you, because I believe what you have to say today is going to be one of those water level moments. Grab your pen, got mine. Grab your moment, turn your video on, lean in, stop what you're doing. I got to vacuum the house because we're about to have open house in a little while. But you know what? Right here, I'm focused. Brian, take over, brother.
Thanks a lot, Pat. All right, well, I'm going to get right into it here. And, you know, what Fran was talking about earlier about joining a BNI group and everything brings me back to the days when I first started this business. And I want to tell you a little bit about what happened before this business, though. 22 years ago, it's actually about 25 years ago, I was sitting at a convention, different company. I had no one there. Ever been somewhere to a meeting and didn't have anybody with you? You know, just you? Okay. And I was watching this guy on stage talking about how he's making $100,000 a month. And I was getting excited. But I got to a point where I started crying watching this guy, because I was thinking, you know what? Why the heck is he up there and not me? Why is he up there and not me? I could do exactly what he's, and he was talking about how he's changed tires for a living. He didn't have an education. Here I am, no education, no college education. I was a contractor. I was working my butt off 80 hours a week. And a couple of years later, I found the right vehicle, which is this. This is still the same right vehicle. This is better now than it was 22 years ago. I can tell you that right now. Won't even get into the details of that, but I met Dr. A, and I said, man, this guy has a vision. He's going somewhere. Now, I was one of the first 100 coaches to get involved. So there was not very many of us. I remember doing events and, you know, there was hardly anybody showing up, right? But I knew this was the right vehicle. Now, about a year into this, I had a situation happen where my dad was involved, some other people were involved, but they were starting to get out because we weren't a part of Medifast at that point. We were a separate company. Medifast was taking us over, and it was interesting times. Some of the leaders left. They didn't believe in what was going on, but I had a sit down conversation with Dr. A, and I was like, you know what? I want to know what's going on here. And he told me like his vision, everything. And I'm like, I'm with you, dude. Let's go. Let's do this. Right. Okay. But I had another conversation with my dad and another mentor of mine. And he said, this isn't going anywhere. This is a mom and pop operation. You know, you need to come with us. And I looked at him and I said, this is the best vehicle I've ever seen. And I had done like 4 or 5 different companies prior to that, looking for something to do that I really enjoyed, that I loved, and this was it. And I told him, I said, I'm going to make a 6-figure a month income in this. And he goes, that'll never happen. And I said, watch me. And from that point, I had the right mindset and I had the motivation from that one experience I had. And how I kept motivated was coming to these, was getting to events, was every day doing something in my business, leading from the future, acting in the now, making a decision. What did I do? I did everything I possibly could. I did events. Now, we didn't have social media back then, guys. I built IPD without social media. Social media obviously is a game changer and you can reach more people, but I did it without that. I did events. I went out and did lots of different things. I got into action, like Dan's talking about. Get into action, overcome fear by getting into action. I learned these skill sets throughout my years doing this. We seek growth. We seek growth. We embrace the obstacle as well. I had so many obstacles. Next slide, Chris. My first phone call. I don't even know what I said. I had no idea what I said. But I knew I had the right vehicle. I knew I had the right thing. And I kept on making phone calls. No shows to meetings. I've talked to you about that. But have you ever had anybody no show at a meeting? Have you heard anybody ever no show their own home? You know what? How embarrassing that is? You go to their home, you knock on their door, and they're there. The light's on. But nobody's answering. These make the great stories. These things that you have, your disappointments make awesome stories. You know how many times I've used that story in other stories? Next slide. Here's my before and after right here. Here's my business before and after. Look how I was so depressed at that in that picture. I was going through a business bankruptcy. Had a guy had fallen off a roof. 9/11 had just hit like a year before this picture. And I was going through a whole bunch of stuff in my life. Marriage wasn't good. I had four kids at home. I was working 80 hours a week. And I did this. I invested in myself and in my future. That's what I did. You know how many people I got off this event, this little kiosk at a mall? One. Who led me to somebody else. Who led me to somebody else. Who led me to somebody else. Who led me to the Millers, who led me to the Woods, Schatz Lines, all these people that you're talking today. You know how long it took me to get that? Years. What was Dan talking about? He was talking about how you keep on going, keep on going. You build upon what you have. Taprooting, it's not about who you know, it's about who they know. It's about who they know. I remember meeting somebody who I had met through about five different people. And this was Kim Fisk. I don't know if you know that name, but she led me to Jamil Frazier, to the Smithsons, to the Paxmans, if any of these names sound familiar. My gym experience, I went to the gym. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a fitness guy. You know I mean? I don't have that physique, but I was working out because we do things continually to build on things. And I met some guy at the gym that worked out and he was fit. He was ripped and he did shows and different things. We were talking back and forth, and about my fifth time meeting him, he finally said, you know what? I need you to meet my wife. So I met his wife. His wife was also, real physical. And did shows and stuff. She became a coach, signed up her mom and dad, and her mom became a presidential director of my business. It takes time, guys. It takes time. We connect authentically. We cultivate trust. 80-20 rule works, guys. You know, whatever rule, whatever number that is for you, you know, but check out, you're doing health assessments. How many clients are you getting from each health assessment? Figure out your number and go, this is what I'm doing this month. How many explore calls do you need to do to sign up a coach? Use those numbers. Timing is everything. And I always bring up opportunity, Every single client I put on, I bring up opportunity. Why? Because it's beneficial to them and it's beneficial to me. It works both ways. It's a win-win for everybody. We awaken potential. We transform masterfully. Next slide, Chris. Never missed an event for 22 years that I've qualified for. It's consistency, guys. My best return on my investment, and I've done lots of shows, lots of events, hundreds of events to lead to the things that I've done. But the best return on investment is getting people to events, getting people to those events, and hearing people, hearing their stories, just like I did on that time when I heard that guy saying he changed tires for a living. That's what we need to do. Get people to events. We deliver extraordinary results. We serve better. We serve to better mankind. Look at this picture. It says it all. Real quick, I was at a Billy Joel and a Stevie Nicks concert last night. There were 50,000 people in the room. That's how many coaches we have. This is about what, 12,000? So about five times more people than this are coaches in OptaVia today. Millions of clients. Guys, we are at the right place at the right time. And I've seen the ebbs and flows of this company. I've not qualified. I've qualified. I've gone through dips and all these different things. We are fine. This is going to be just great for those that continue the process and keep on going and create relationships. Building relationships is key to this business. That is it. And I'll pass it over to Sam.
Wow. Oh my God. Woo, that was incredible, Brian, and everyone. Thank you so much. Like, seriously, I've got so many notes from that. And I just feel so empowered and grateful to be here. I don't know about you, but I'm literally just here to introduce this incredible woman. Okay. Now, right now in the chat, I want everyone to thank your forerunners. Thank your visionaries and your pioneers, okay? And it's crazy. I'm blessed to be her mentor. But literally this time last year, she decided to pioneer in a way for our organization that honestly no one else is right now. And so Molly McKinney, this time last year, saw an opportunity where many other people were being disenchanted with social media, some people thinking like, oh, you know, maybe it doesn't work anymore. And at a time, literally December of last year, where some people are kind of giving up, to be honest, she made this switch. Her and her husband saw an opportunity to not pump the brakes, but instead floor the gas. Okay. This woman literally recreated herself. And I have to share this with y'all. Okay. This time last year, she had zero followers on TikTok and YouTube. And now she has over 20,000 on TikTok, 1,000 on YouTube. On Instagram, she had 1,500. Now she has 4,600. And Facebook is over 10,000 followers. But that's not the most important numbers, because what I've watched her, I literally have sat back and watched her do this over the course of a year. What I've watched her do is use that every step of the way to serve people getting healthy, to serve her OptaVia business. So this is not just about someone taking 12 months and investing in social media to become an influencer. This is about someone taking a platform to influence their OptaVia business, okay? And most importantly, she's done everything herself. She's not hired anything out. She simply found a way to multi-purpose content across all platforms in order to inspire many, many people. And the cool thing is, the momentum is just getting started. So with that being said, I want to now pass the mic to Molly McKinney.
Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. Hey, everybody. I have so much fun creating content. Sam, thank you for that beautiful intro there. I don't feel worthy of that, but I appreciate you and everyone on here. And I'm just going to be very to the point, you guys, and explain a little bit about what I did. And I'm going to read some notes. So if it looks like I'm reading, I am. It's because I don't want to forget anything. So I'm going to run through what I did, why I did it, branding myself, mindset, and consistency. So what did I do? About a year ago, it was December, I realized that if I was going to make a bigger impact than I was already making, and I was pretty successful utilizing Facebook because of Dan Valentine. When I became a coach, he said, do 3, 3, and 3. So that's what I did. And that worked so well. And so once you master a certain platform and you get really good at that, then there's no reason to not branch out into other platforms. So what I did is I sat down and I thought, what can I create that will move me into TikTok, utilize Instagram Reels, Instagram Stories, and Facebook Reels? And then YouTube Shorts became very popular at about that time too. So I thought, you know, let's make something where we can move it across all platforms and really make a big impact. So think long game. It's the same message you've been hearing on this training. It's all about consistency. So nothing you go do today is going to just yield results today. You've really got to look at the compound effect. So that slide that Dan showed earlier in this training about all the months and how you see that compound effect, that's exactly what happens when you get on these new platforms. So why did I do this? Okay, why did I choose to go get on as many platforms as possible? Well, honestly, Sam mentioned my husband. He's in IT and he actually helps to guide me a lot on things that I should be doing in my business. And we talked a lot about, you know, it's risky when you rely only on one social media platform for your business. Now, I am a coach who I do rely heavily on social media for my business. I know other coaches do very well at the in-person gatherings and have large spheres of influence, you know, face-to-face with people. I've always done well utilizing social media. So for me, it was scary to have my entire business like at the mercy of Facebook. So that's really why I did it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about branding yourself. Your personal brand is how you define and represent yourself to the community, and it's comprised of your values, your interests, and your creation goals. So I'm going to give you guys 5 steps to identify your own personal brand. If you want to take notes, I'll go through this with you. Number 1 is ask yourself, what is your goal? Like, what is the goal? What is the goal for, you know, what you're wanting to accomplish? And what's the goal of your content? Number 2, what value can I bring? What benefit do I offer? Who are the people I can help? What problem do I solve? And what makes me different from other people? Number 3, craft your personal story arc. So your history and why you are here doing this, craft that story. Everybody loves a story. Number 4, establish your character personality. So ask other people to describe you. Reach out to some of your friends today or tomorrow or in the coming week and just say, hey, can you just share with me a few words that describe who I am? Because it's very helpful because we only know who we think we are. But if you can get that feedback from other people, it'll help you to kind of get clarity around who you are and who you are portraying yourself as. And then number 5, distill it down to a brand statement. So take all of this and just try to create like one statement. So an example could be this. My simplified nutrition approach allows the busiest people to live a better life, gain back their health, and create a massive impact. So if I were to take everything I just ran through with you and kind of put it into one statement, it could be something like that. A personal brand helps viewers identify your content. So if you create a consistent signature video style, viewers can easily spot your videos and content and know what to look for and what to expect. Number 4, mindset. So I create the best content on the fly. I wish I could tell you guys I have this laid out plan for every day of the month, but the reality is I don't. I mean, I have a general idea of the things I need to rotate through to keep my brand going. Like, you know, we always share testimonials from clients. We always share healthy things we do. So like, there's a rotation of things I know I need to keep, but I don't have like a content schedule for myself per se. I really work well on the fly. Now, for me to work well on the fly and be able to turn that camera on in an instant when I have an idea, for me, that means when I get up, makeup goes on, hair gets done. Because for me to turn that video camera on, I need to feel confident and I need to look my best. Now, I know there's times when you want to be real and like show your sweaty self working out at the gym, because that's just a real thing. So, you know, do things like that too. But in general, you just want to get yourself in that confident place where you can turn that camera on in an instant, whether you're in your car, you're at the grocery, you're in the bedroom making your bed, you know, you're in the kitchen cooking a meal, you're playing with your dog, playing with your kids, whatever it is. And number five, you guys are going to be shocked, consistency. Anyone who is a social media expert is going to tell you that you must be consistent. So pick your time of day that you can consistently devote to dropping content in on your platforms. For example, for me, it's about 7:30 in the morning. I've got my coffee. I've already got videos that I've edited and created, and they're ready to be fired off into all my social media platforms. And then this way your followers know when to expect new content from you. So that, I hope, is very helpful for you guys. Thanks for letting me share.
Awesome, Molly. Thank you so much. What a great content session as we head into really the most key part of the year, these next couple of weeks. But most Americans are making a health and a purchasing decision over the next 3 weeks. And each and every one of us as Optavia coaches, we're basically being interviewed right now because everyone is online, everyone's out and about, and they're looking for the most passionate, the most proven, the most relatable coach that can meet them where they are. So Molly, thanks for that. I want to introduce our next speaker. Good morning for those of you that I haven't had the honor of meeting yet. My name is Doug. I'm a passionate health coach. I have been a coach with Optavia for almost 14 years now. But I was thinking about the millions of people out there right now that are, they're taking action towards their health, but they're feeling laughed at. They're feeling the embarrassment of walking into a gym. Someone was asking me the other day about Orange Theory, and they're like, Doug, didn't you do Orange Theory? I'm like, yeah, it was one of the best things I ever did. I said, but it kept me, I didn't walk into an Orange Theory for 6 months because I thought everyone in there was super advanced. And I didn't want to walk in there and be the new guy that didn't know how to use the machines or what it was all about. So I stayed away. I continued trying to do home workouts and things like that. This is just a few years ago, to try to move my body forward, but it was actually came out of fear and embarrassment of potentially being laughed at. And I wanted to show a visual. I was actually just looking for another photo, but I found this on my phone from a year or two ago. A group of us out on the boat. You can see us and Dan. Looks like Dan took the selfie, and Carissa and Mike and Summer. We're just having a great time. But have you ever been on the boat and where everyone's smiling and laughing and it's like, great, they look like they're having a good time. But have you ever been the guy, have you ever been in a boat scenario where you're learning how to ski or you're learning how to wakeboard or you're learning how to wake surf and everything just feels new? And like, you feel like everyone on the boat is having a good time, but yeah, you feel like you're holding up the boat and like, man, I just need to get out of the water. Like, I'm going to check the chat and see if I'm like clicking here. Like, have you ever learned to do something, but you feel like you're holding everybody else up? Everyone else already knows. And then you've got five people from the boat, like, do this, try this. And you're like, can just one person talk to me? You get embarrassed. I've even had people go into tears out there and they're just like, I don't even want to try. I'm done. Cause they just want to be in the safety of the boat. But everyone in the boat looks like they're having a good time. There are millions of people right now not having a good time in life, and they are taking effort to do something in their health to move their health forward. But they're being blasted and embarrassed by 50% of the population right now, and they're being almost villainized for maybe not doing the path that everyone on the boat is doing, or trying and chart a new path. But they haven't given up, they're trying. But as we know, freedom is very rarely celebrated, or true freedom doesn't happen in the dark. It happens in the light. And there's a lot of people that really want to come out and be transparent, but they need help. They need protein. They need tools. They need a coach. They need community. They need habits of health system. And I've asked Hillary Morris to come on because she has had she took a completely different approach a couple months ago, and she is now serving five of these people, five of these millions, just by some things she's doing recently. And we as OptaVia coaches have a huge opportunity to serve millions of new and past clients, because they are looking for freedom in the dark, and they're not, everyone on the boat might even be laughing at them, and we don't even know we're laughing at them. Hillary, share with us your experience from the last couple of months.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Well, I am sad to admit I was one of those people, Doug. When I went to convention and Dr. Anderson took the stage and immediately started talking about medically supported weight loss, I felt competition. That was my knee-jerk reaction. I don't know if anybody has felt that way. And I am coached by an incredible transformational leader, and I've learned that whenever I feel resistance to something, it's time to get curious. So I talked myself through. I was like, okay, let's get curious. And the panel started. If any of you were at convention, the panel blew my mind. And instead of feeling competition, I immediately saw need. And I thought, we are the perfect puzzle piece to this. And everything that I knew about OptaVia, like the gears started clicking into place. We're a wellness company. We're a health company. We're not a diet company. And when I felt competition, what I thought was, well, they don't need our fuelings. How is my business going to grow? And I was telling myself a story that this shot was ruining my business. I'm just going to be very vulnerable. That's my below the line thinking. And as I listened to that panel, I thought, no, the fuelings are exactly what they have always been intended to be. They are dense, balanced nutrition that can help meet these people exactly where they are. And I am perfectly placed. We, OptaVia, actually is perfectly positioned to help these people. If you were on the call before it started, Jim Rohn was playing and he talked about how can we serve everyone? And when I got back from convention, I was very scared to start talking about it. I really was. And I sat on it for a while and I thought about it, and I'd almost hit live and then I'd stop. And, you know, I finally made the decision that I have no idea what this shot is or is not doing to my business. And the only way that I can find out for sure is to start the conversation and learn as much as I possibly can. And so that is the route that I decided. I am going to just devour knowledge and people's experiences. And so I made a post back in August and just said, I think we should start talking about this. It shouldn't be the elephant in the room. I would love to know your experience. And as people began to comment, I messaged them privately and just said, would you be willing to hop on a Zoom with me and just educate me and let me know your experience? I'm hearing different things and you've tried it. So I'm going to say that you're the expert in the room. I need to pick your brain. And so ever since then, it's been this beautiful opening up. I'm sure there are others of you who are going out and talking about this. The moment you open up the air to say, let's chat, people flood forward. They want to talk about this and they really need us. OptaVia is so, it is the best company through and through. Coming out with those amino acids, that was like step number one. They need these in their life, along with the fuelings and the protein. I think they need all of us, and we have everything that they need to continue on their journey and how it's going to look for them. But most importantly, They need somebody to partner with that they feel safe with. And we can provide that for them. So, Doug, I cannot even begin to tell you how excited I am for our future. We are the answer, and we are so perfectly positioned to be a safe place and invite them into to what's next.
Oh, Hillary, thank you so much. That was so good. And I think did anyone really relate to that when she was like, man, we can get into competition or comparison. And whenever we face that resistance, it's an opportunity and an invitation to shift into curiosity, right? I love that. And take responsibility for our mindset and for our responses and then go, okay, first reaction, but I get to choose now how I move forward. Well, has anyone had an amazing 4 weeks with this bootcamp, right? And now you're like, I don't want it to end. Now what? Now what do I do? So I want to share with you a little bit on that now what. And you know, there's been different times and different seasons in my life where I had to stop at like the fork in the road and kind of decide which path I was going to take. The a little bit easier one that was kind of paved before me, that looked a little smoother, that looked a bit more comfortable, right? Or the one that I knew was going to be challenging and difficult, but it was exactly what was drawing me in. And we're at a precipice right now where you guys get to decide. Does anyone else love that? I mean, I'm a Monday energy girl. So can you imagine how amazing I feel at the turn of the year? I think, oh, every Monday I get like a new week and a fresh start. But at the turn of the year, I mean, for weeks leading up, I'm just elated thinking about, okay, what am I leaving behind in 2023? Like, what am I grateful for, but it's not coming with me? that served me or didn't in 2023, but it's not going to be part of my 2024. And deciding a blank canvas, a clean slate, getting to decide what I want this year to look like. And I want to encourage you because you have that opportunity, not just for yourself, but for your teams. So you get to decide what you want 2024 to look like. And can I tell you the visual that I got as I was just praying and prepping for this segment was just someone at the poker table with all the chips, moving them into the center and going, I'm making an intentional decision to go all in, to bet on this company, to bet on this product, and to bet on myself. To make a decision like Fran to say, I am not going to allow my why to become my excuse, but instead I'm going to keep that why at the forefront of my mind. And I'm going to wake up every day and honor the commitments that I made to myself. In 2024, I'm going to become Megan 2.0, right? A higher and better version of myself. And I think that is one of the most attractional things about our community. It's definitely what kept Dan and I here. Is we are surrounded by people who are in passionate pursuit of becoming a better version of themselves. Is that the energy that you're going to emulate? Is that how you're going to show up in your world? Because people want to be around that. When you lead yourself first, when you honor the commitments to your health, to your business, to your family, right? We can win in all of those areas, but really to do this, really to change the trajectory of our company and of your current business right now, it's going to require moving all in, right? Now, listen, let me balance that for a second. I'm not great at balancing because whatever, but this isn't real talk. So I'll just say this. Maybe you're new and you're like, I don't know about all in. That's okay. Maybe you're all in an hour a day. I don't know what that looks like. You get to decide. That's the best part of this business. You get to decide what you want to build. But what I'm talking about is an all in with your heart. An all-in with your mind, an all-in in belief in that what you have to offer can change the world, that your story matters, that your voice matters, that you are not going to shrink back any longer, that you're not going to be satisfied to play small next year, that you're going to quit letting the fear of other people's opinions. You know, I was at a high-level conference. It costs like, depending on what ticket you bought, $3,500 to $5,000 just to go to this conference. And I was there and there was a guy talking about Instagram. And he literally said one of his strategies is to have a little bit of controversy. He's like, yeah, do I get some haters in there? Yep. but I get a lot of engagement and I find out who my people are. And some of us, we're trying really hard to please all of the people in our lives. We do these posts and we like carefully craft them and then we want to post them, but we pull it back and we don't. We're just unsure of, no. What if you were just all in and you were like, these are the messages that I want to send. I'm looking for people who are looking for me. I want to get out there. Those people, they're not paying your bills. Those people, they're not in your home. Like, no, they're not the ones saying no to your kids because you don't have the means right now. You get to decide. And can I just tell you, your purpose, your why is worth it. It's worth it. So can I just share that as we get off this Zoom with every intention to be 90 days all in, with every intention to be super consistent, you will face resistance. You will face resistance externally coming between people being like, when you step out and you go all in, your people are like, what are you doing? You talk about this all the time. Man, you post those before and afters. It's a bit much. You're kind of a bit much for me right now. Well, guess what? That's okay. Because those a bit much people are the people that people think of when they want to get healthy, right? They're the ones building their businesses. And it may require you in this next year to become everything you want to be and do everything you want to do to step away from some comfort zones in friendship, comfort zones in habits, comfort zones in a lot of things. But we're looking today for people who are saying, I'm ready to go 90 days all in. I want to build this business. I believe in this, right? Is that you? Because I get it. There's a little bit of nervousness. You almost feel like butterflies in your stomach. You're excited, but you could puke at the thought of like really leveling up and knowing what that means and knowing how you have to show up. So some of that resistance isn't just external, it's internal. And you have to stay committed to say, no, I'm going to show up even when I feel like an imposter. Even when I don't feel worthy, even when I just failed yesterday, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to keep showing up, right? And so I'm super excited. You want to talk about our...
She kicked me out of the shot. I don't know. She said I'm distracted. But anyway, all right. We've been showing actions every week. Okay. We're going to put them up on the screen here in a second. Don't go anywhere yet. We are, like Megan said, calling for, there's something in my mind. I'm just going to say it. I keep hearing a lot about people going back to work. Okay. Can we keep it real? I think, I don't know what that is.
Do you have it playing anywhere else? It's like a Facebook Echo or something.
No. Anyway. Okay. Here's the thing. I think all of us should go back to work. And listen, no judgment if you got to get a job, you want to collect a paycheck, that's great. You go back to work, if you're thinking about going back to work, I promise you, and listen, no judgment if you do that. I want to say that. I want that to be super clear. If that's, you take care of your family. But you put the amount of time that you would put in another job into this business, doing the daily business building activities, I promise you, you'll be compensated 10 times. Unless you're getting a job paying you 100, 200, 500, 1,000 bucks an hour. So yes, I agree with everybody that's talking about going back to work. Let's go back to work on this thing. Let's push those chips all the way in for 90 days. Give it 90 days. Let me ask you this. When's the last time that you gave this business, this mission, your future, your dreams, 90 days of consistency? Mm-hmm. And when that hater comes out of the woodwork, and they will, who cares? Right? A coach messaged me the other day saying, hey, haters are coming out. Does that mean I'm doing the right thing? And of course, I said, no, it means you're being a jerk. And then I said, just kidding. That's what it's like to mentor with me. But I said, think about the thousands of conversations and interactions you've had over the last 3 years with people and how many hate. Isn't it crazy? This one thing comes up and disrupts us. There's not a person on here that has hundreds or even dozens or even five haters.
Like, think about that. Yep. How many interactions have you had with people? Screw those people. They're not paying your bills.
We love them, though.
We love them. But they're not your people. Let's quit being scared. It's not serving anybody when we all play small. This mission is greater than ever. Mm-hmm. And the people are out there. Yep. And all it takes, whether it's in person, whether it's online, whether it's in a circus, at the zoo, it doesn't matter. It's all about connecting with people and letting them know that I have something if you're looking for something. That's it.
Yep.
And I thought about it. Why do some people go take a job paying 15 bucks an hour, or 20 bucks an hour, when they have to be able to make 10 times that working this business? And it hit me. Here's why. It's not that they're lazy and they don't want to do the work. They're willing to go out, and I see people doing some really hard work out there. You got to get the belief back. You got to get that belief back that if I do the work, I will get the results. The reasons we don't do the work is because we don't believe the results are going to come. We think that was for yesterday. That was, you know, my time has passed. Our time has passed. That's the farthest thing from the truth. We work with a ton of coaches. And the ones that do the work consistently day after day, here's the key, with confidence and belief, see results. Period.
Yep.
Period. I still have yet to see somebody that does the consistent work for 90 days with confidence and belief not see results. There's no secret sauce. There's no magic trick. It's there for you. Yeah. So our challenge to you, and this isn't our boot camp. We got together with all your leaders and put this whole boot camp together. Okay? This isn't my thing, Megan's thing. We want to ask who's willing to give it 90 days. Mm. Who's willing to give this 90 days? I'm looking at the chat. I don't know. I don't know. Some of you just sitting back, shaking your head.
There's our.
Do you know what that means? Count the cost. Say, yes, I'm in. No matter what hater comes out, no matter when I feel discouraged, no matter when my belief is shaky, I'm going to do the freaking work anyway. For 90 days, 90. That consistency. If you need your business to turn around, that consistency is going to turn it around. You saw the PowerPoint thing I showed you at the beginning. If you're a brand new coach on here, first of all, hats off to you for getting on this boot camp and letting me yell for a little bit. And you're like, man, this dude's intense, right? And your coach afterwards is like, oh, it's just Dan. You know, okay. Hats off for getting on this boot camp, for taking your Saturday mornings during December. I don't think I've ever seen coaches as engaged as they are right now. So you chose to be here. Now, can you make that choice for 90 days? I thought about this when Molly said she gets up and puts her makeup on, you know, right away in the morning. So she's ready to go. And Chris Pettit said him too, which we know, no judgment. You don't have to put your makeup on. Some of us need to put our makeup on. I mean, let's keep it real. Okay. All right. But get up, put your confidence on.
Yep.
Put your belief on. Like, you may need to go through an exercise of actually like acting out, like you're pulling up your belief confidence pants and you're putting on your confidence shirt.
Yeah.
Like, put it on. Every day, first thing in the morning. Don't overthink all this.
Yeah.
When a moment of inspiration hits you,
yeah,
go with it.
It's good.
Not done is better than perfect. You're gonna screw some things up. Some of it's not gonna come out like you hoped it would or wanted to. That's okay. You're gonna get better and better, and you're gonna learn, and you're gonna get better, and you're gonna get better. Okay.
One last suggestion before you pull that up is just, this has motivated me. I don't know if I've had some team members do it and love it, but print out a free old monthly paper calendar that for like 3 months, literally it looks kind of whatever, but you know, tape it up somewhere in your house, maybe on the fridge or whatever. Tell your kids about a goal that you have, or maybe like a reward after 90 days. And how about this? Make your action and your consistency the win. What would it teach your kids that you are just wanting to be consistent with your health and with showing up? Put a red X on every day that you do it. Because guess what? If you don't have an X on a day, guess what one of your kids is going to do? Mom, dad, what happened? Where's the X? What are you doing? No, we want this thing as a family that you said. So you need to be consistent for 90 days, mom, because you said that we could go to the water park, you know, after 90 days of consistency. Why don't you actually set yourself up where there's a little bit of a wager if you don't get it, right? Because sometimes when we realize it doesn't just cost us, it costs our family and we can't give them that goal, then, you know, we start showing up. Put something visual out. Tell your family. It's not, you know, all of that is impactful, but the action and the consistency is the win, because you have to trust that that action and consistency will equal results.
And somebody just put this in the comment, 90 days from now is March 7th. You know what March 7th is? That's my sister's birthday, who passed away when she was 41 years old from complications of bariatric surgery. What if one of you would have posted something or had a conversation with her out at the grocery store and introduced her to this? And I'm not trying to be melodramatic, you guys. I'm just saying that date just, I was like, wow. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Don't lose sight of that.
Yeah.
So who's willing from today through March 7th? And I just have one suggestion for you. Make a 90-day commitment. Never quit on a bad day.
Yep.
Okay. Can you make that agreement? Never quit on a bad day. You know why that works? Because you won't want to quit on a good day. And I'm telling you, here's a little secret. You put 90 days in and you can say, I'm going to quit at the end of 90 days. I'm done. All I'm giving is 90 days. Then I'm freaking out of here. You give it 90 days, you'll be so freaking excited. You'll be helping so many people. Your paycheck, you're going to sign up for another 90 days. All right, so here's the challenge. We're going to end with this. Here's your actions for this week. So now what? You've been in this boot camp. It's this simple. 90 days, all in. And then that's the end of boot camp.
All right. It's time to go live it, implement it, do it. Right?
That's it. All right. Thank you, everybody, for sharing today. Great job. Love you guys. And let me end you with a little bit of fun music here.
Face everything.
I believe we will win. You fall, it's how you get back up, and what don't kill us make us stronger, boy. Bet that up, take a swing at us, you better hit hard, cause when we swing back, it's like, oh God, it's time to knuckle up, and fight hard, now let's all buckle up, and fight hard. Que lo bendiga a toda tu familia, mi amigo, se parte a mandito, vamos darle duro.
Say with me. the battle, but we gon' win the war. I'm from the bottom, I'm that uncut, real raw. When things get tough, that's when we show up. That's when we show out. That's when we show y'all. It's time to knuckle up and fight hard. Now let's all buckle up and fight hard. Que no buen día a todas tus familias, mi amigo. Se parte a mandito, vamos a darle duro. Say it with me. I believe. Say it with me.
Bottom line, no matter what, face everything and rise.